onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
His banner go. Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is Word for Word here on EFR. And this is the show for Thursday, August the 25th, and we're going to be covering Leviticus 18 and 19, and there's some interesting things in here that I will comment on. This is a reiteration of the sexual laws by Yahweh. He is going to be speaking pretty much the entire chapter 18 is Yahweh speaking to Moshe, except for the first verse. So let's get into this. And the first verse is, "And spoke Yahweh to Moshe, saying," and the rest of it's going to be Yahweh speaking, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I," and I have in italics, "am Yahweh Elohechem," 430, that's their divine being. Verse 3, "After the works," 4639, now that means their religious practices and their lifestyle and everything that they did. And that's concerning these people that he's going to be talking about. After the works, the way of doing things, "of the land of Mitzrayim, where you dwelled, you shall not do," because they worship pagan gods. "And after the works of the land of Canaan, where I bring you, you shall not do. Neither shall you walk," 1980, "in their ordinances," 2708. In other words, you're not going to keep their rules, you're going to keep my rules. "For you shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk in. I," again in italics, "am Yahweh Elohechem." Verse 5, "You shall therefore keep my ordinances and my judgments, which if an Adam," 120, Adamic person, children of Israel, "which if an Adam does, he shall live 2425 in them. I," in italics, "I am Yahweh." In other words, if you do these things, you're going to live, you're going to prosper, you're going to be fine. If you do these things, the huge two-letter word, number 518, in the Hebrew, if. Verse 6, and here we go. "None of you shall approach," in other words, come near to 7126 to any flesh 1320 of a flesh relation, 7607. That's a near kinsman, okay? Flesh, he's talking about sexual parts. To uncover their nakedness. I am Yahweh. Verse 7. The nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother you shall not uncover. She is your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness. Now this is also a repeat. He said this before. He's reminding them. Because we have a penchant to forget things when we get excited. The nakedness of your father's wife you shall not uncover. It is your father's nakedness. Remember when Ham uncovered his father's nakedness? And they wouldn't say who the father of Canaan was, or the mother. And Canaan was cursed, but the rest of Ham's sons were not. Okay. That is not a good thing. Verse 9, the nakedness of your sister, 269, the daughter of your father or daughter of your mother, born at home or born abroad, their nakedness you shall not uncover. The nakedness of your son's daughter or of your daughter's daughter, their nakedness you shall not uncover, for theirs is your own nakedness. Verse 11, the nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, begotten of your father, she is your sister. You shall not uncover her nakedness. Pardon me. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's sister. She is your father's flesh relation. She's your aunt. Verse 13, you shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, because she is your mother's flesh relation. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother. You shall not approach to his wife. She is your aunt. 1733, this goes for men and women. Verse 15, you shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. You shall not uncover her nakedness. Verse 16. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife. It is your brother's nakedness. I mean, he's just hitting everybody every which way but loose. These are things that you are not to do. These are all sexual laws, common sense. Verse 17, you shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Neither shall you take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover their nakedness, for they are flesh relation. 7608. It is wickedness. 2154. 2154. Wickedness. Verse 18. Neither shall you take her sister for a wife to vex her. 6887. In other words, to be a rival wife. To uncover her nakedness beside the other in her lifetime. We've had experience with rivalry between sisters as wives. Remember Leah? Okay, that didn't work well. A lot of jealousy there. They finally got it settled, but there's chapter 18, verse 19. Also, you shall not approach a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put apart for her impurity. That's her menstrual cycle. Remember I told you about Randy Weaver and his family, and they had a menstrual house trying to live by the laws of Yahweh because they loved Yahweh, and the children of the devil killed his wife. She will be counted for righteousness in that household, and she will be back and be given a crown for her righteousness. May Yahweh bless them. Verse 20. Moreover, you shall not give 5415 or 5414 to the wife of your neighbor the seed 2233 of copulation 7903 to defile yourself with her. Doesn't matter whether your wife's neighbor's a little haughty and she has no morals. You're not to go over and fool with her. Don't care whether she's willing, if she's a little tramp or whatever. You don't do that as an Israelite. You have to abstain. You have to control yourself. Verse 21. And you shall not let any of your seed line pass through the fire to Molech, 4432. In other words, you don't burn any of your children in sacrifice to Molech. Neither shall you profane, 2690, the name of Elohecha. That's your God, your divine being. I am Yahweh. Makes it real clear who's speaking. Here is the epitome of political incorrectness. Verse 22. You shall not lie with males, 2145, as with females. It is abomination, 8441. Put that in your liberal pipe and smoke it. Take it up with Yahweh when you stand in front of Him for judgment. Verse 23. Neither shall you make copulation with any beast, 929, to defile yourself with it. Neither shall any woman stand before, 5975, a beast, to lie down, 7250, with it. It is perversion, 8397. Beast, 929, means four-legged and two-legged beast of the field. Verse 24. Do not defile yourself in any of these things, because in all these things the nations, 1471, are defiled, which I cast out before you. Race mixing. 25. And the land is defiled. Therefore I do visit the iniquity of it upon it, and the land vomits out. That's one word, 6958. Its inhabitants, 3427. Race mixing is pagan. It is forbidden. It was punishable by death. Put that in your liberal pipe and smoke it, you race mixers. Deal with it. Tell Yahweh it's politically incorrect when you stand in front of him for judgment. We of Christian identity don't go with that. We go with Yahweh's word. Verse 26, you shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments and shall not commit any of these abominations. Sodomy and race mixing are abominations. Neither any native born 249 of Israel, nor any sojourner that sojourns among you. If you have a visitor in your land, they are under Yahweh's laws. When they go home, they do what they want. But while they're in Israelite territory, they are bound by Yahweh's laws, or get out. We need to tell all these non-Israelites to get out today. Praise Yahweh. Verse 27, because all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. Verse 28, so that the land does not vomit you out also when you defile it, as it vomited out the nations that were before you. Verse 29. For whosoever commits any of these abominations, the persons that commit them shall be cut off from among their people. And cut off means to be cut off. Killed. Cast out or killed if they try to stay. Boy, are things going to look different after Yeshua returns. Amen and amen. May he come soon, Messiah. Verse 30. Therefore you shall keep my ordinances, 4, 9, 3, 1. So that you do not commit any of the abominable practices which were committed before you, and so that you do not defile yourselves in them. I am Yahweh Elohim. Wow, that's a powerful message right there. All of these laws are laws concerning sexual conduct. These laws set Israel apart from all the pagan nations and their practices. They were called works here. Their practices of all these degrading, immoral things. All the nations that were prior residents of the land that Israel was now taking physical possession of. And it is very clear in verse 5 that Israel was of Adamic seed line only. They were addressed as Adam. The alternative to obedience is death, as an Adam will live if he obeys Yahweh's ordinances. If, the big two-letter word, if, oh, it's not a free ride, there's stipulations to this, if. Well, when a person is cast out, was a virtual death sentence, if not a physical death sentence. He lost all his familiar support, familial, that's family support from any of Israel. They were not to help him. If he was starving, they were not to feed him. If he was dying of thirst, they were not to give him drink. He is cut off. If he tried to come into their camp, they were to stone him. Whew. I think my arms would be wore out from throwing rocks today. Man, oh man. It's all over the place. Freaks and space aliens and zebras. When they were talking about a beast, the term beast, 929, behemah, can apply to a four-legged critter, but was also, in idiomatic usage, a derogatory term for non-Adamic hominids. Dogs, beasts, swine, they would call them all kinds of things. And by their behavior today, we see the swine. The J word. Oh, the wicked, politically incorrect J word. Oh, no. Molech worship. They had big bronze statues of Molech, and the belly was open and they had fire in there, and they would cast the babies into the mouth of Molech, and they would fall down inside this red hot bronze statue and fall into that fire, and they sacrificed their children by fire. What horrible people. And they tried to tempt a lot of Israel into that. And if you got caught sacrificing to Molech, they killed you. It's got some references here. Verse 5 in this chapter, you can reference Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 29, Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 9, and chapter 20, 11 through 13, the book of Luke chapter 10, verse 28, the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 5, the book of Galatians chapter 3, verse 12. In verse 8 of this chapter, you can reference Genesis chapter 9, verse 22, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 11, Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 30, and chapter 27, verse 20. In verse 9 of this chapter, you can reference Leviticus chapter 20, verse 17, and Deuteronomy, chapter 27, verse 22. In verses 12 through 14 of this chapter, you can reference Leviticus, chapter 20, verses 19 and 20. In verse 15 of this chapter, you can reference Leviticus 20, verse 12. Verse 16, you can reference verses 20, 21. Okay? Verse 17, you can reference Leviticus 20, verse 14. And Deuteronomy 27, verse 23. verse 18 of this chapter, 6:8-7, is as a rival wife. To vex her, well, that would be as a rival wife. Marrying the two sisters, just... And they would always accuse you of favoring one over the other, and you would have nothing but contention your entire life. And they would fight like cats. Wow. Verse 19, you can reference Leviticus chapter 15, verse 24, and chapter 20, verse 18. Verse 20 of this chapter, you can reference Leviticus chapter 20, verse 10. And verse 21, you can reference Leviticus chapter 20, verses 1 through 5. And verse 21, 2490, to profane... you would profane the name of Eloheka by your improper sexual acts. You are supposed to be a holy people. We are supposed to be a holy people. And that's what that means by that. If you do these things, if we do them today, we profane the name of Yahweh. Because we carry the name of Yahweh. We are Yahweh's people. And we should honor that always. Verse 22 of this chapter, you can reference Leviticus 20, verse 13. That's about the queers. Verse 23, you can reference Exodus 22, verse 19. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 15. And Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 20. One, a lot of sexual laws there that have been repeated because they are very important to Yahweh. He does not want us doing those things. We are to live on the straight and narrow path. And that's how we are to be holy because He is holy. And that's basically what he's telling us to do there. And the main thing today also is sexual immorality in our midst. We just can't keep it under control, evidently. It doesn't give us an excuse. But... not good. You have to keep it under control. If you're married, stay with your wife. That's why you're married. One of the reasons, not all, but one of the reasons. Let's get into chapter 19 here. It only has 37 verses. So I'll hit this, but it's got a ton of references. Just a whole bunch, and a lot of notes. There's some stuff in here that's very, very important. It starts out again, and spoke Yahweh to Moshe, saying, and the rest of this chapter is all Yahweh speaking to Moshe. Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, 6:9-18, because I, Yahweh Elohechem, your divine being, am holy, 6:9-18, right there. What have I quoted all the time? You shall be holy because I, Yahweh Elohechem, am holy. Verse 3. You shall revere, 3:3-7:2, every man his mother and his father. Okay. Honor your mother and father, and keep my Shabbats, 7676. I am Yahweh Elohim. Verse 4, do not turn aside, 6437. To idols, 457. Nor make for yourself cast, 4541. Elohe, 430, small e, little cast gods. I am Yahweh Elohim. Verse 5, and if you will offer a sacrifice of well-being to Yahweh, you shall offer it of your own will, 7522. It is a gift offering because you love and you want to offer willingly. It's not a forced, it's not a commanded offering. Verse 6, it shall be eaten the same day you offer it, and on the next day. You get 2 days to eat it all. If it's a bull, you got to eat the whole thing. If any remains of it until the third day, it shall be burnt in the fire. And that's the 8313, burnt, the totally destroyed. 7, and if any is eaten at all on the third day, it is refuse. 6292, it shall not be accepted. 7521. You got 2 days to eat it all, and whatever's left, you burn. Otherwise, it's not accepted as an offering. Here you go. Verse 6, therefore, everyone that eats it shall bear his iniquity, because he has profaned the hallowed thing of Yahweh, and that person shall be cut off from among his people. Yahweh took this seriously. I mean, he's not touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy when it comes to this stuff. This is what you shall do. It's not a suggestion. Might be nice if you did this. You shall do this. It's a commandment. He's Yahweh. We're not. We are not at the top of the pecking order in the universe. Although we tend to think we are at times. And verse 9, when you reap, 7114, the harvest, 7105, of your land, you shall not wholly, 3615, reap the corners, 6285, of your field, neither shall you gather, 3950, the gleanings, 3951, of your harvest. Verse 10, and you shall not glean, 5953, your vineyard, 3754, nor shall you gather every grape, 6528, of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor, 6041, and the sojourner, 1616. I am Yahweh Elohim. This is direct commandment. Because the poor didn't have their own fields and didn't have crops. And they depended on this leftovers to live. And you're to give to the poor. You're not to be greedy and get every single little grape. Picky, picky, picky. Nah, you got to be generous. And here we go, 11. You shall not steal. Duh. Nor deal falsely, 3584. Nor lie, 8266, one man to another. You don't scam each other, okay? That's a Jew thing. Verse 12. And you shall not swear, 7650. By my name falsely, 8267. Nor shall you profane the name of Elohecha, your divine being. I am Yahweh. No room to move there, folks. He's laying it on the line. This is what you shall do. And if you don't do these things, that big if comes into play. Well, look out. 13. You shall not defraud, 6231, another man, nor rob him, 1497. The wages, 6468, of him that is hired, 7916, shall not stay with you all night until morning. In other words, he may need that money right away. When he's done with the day's work, you pay him. How many people do that today? Unless you work for cash and they want to hold your pay till the job is done, that's not right either. If I hire a man at the end of the day, he gets paid. Done that many a time. And if they don't come back the next day and they're out on a drunk with the money they got before, so be it. That's on them, not on me. Verse 14, you shall not curse, 7043, the deaf, 2795. In other words, you can say all kinds of nasty stuff to the deaf man and he can't hear you and you think it's a big joke. Ha ha. Nor put a stumbling block, that's one word, 4383, before the blind, 5787. Throw something in the path of a blind man, make him fall down. Ha ha! That's not funny. But shall fear, 3372, Elohecha, your divine being. I am Yahweh. He keeps telling us who he is. No ifs, no ands, no buts, no nonsense. I am Yahweh. Boom, rumble, rumble, rumble. Verse 15, you shall do no unrighteousness, 5766, in judgment. Boy, that's a wide open thing right there. You shall not lift up, 5375, the person of the poor, 1800, nor honor, 1921, the person of the great, 1419. But in righteousness, 6664, shall you judge another person. If you're going to be appointed as a judge, you don't do dishonest things. You don't pity the poor if he's done wrong because he's poor. Oh, I'm disadvantaged. I'm sorry I shot that man 5 times and stabbed him 20 times to get his 50 cents, but I'm disadvantaged. Or you honor the person of the great when they slip a little money to the judge. Here come the judge. Here come the judge. Money in his pocket. Money in his pocket. Uh-huh. Yeah, boy, that's a wide open one today, buddy. Woo, boy. This justice system, they call it the criminal justice system for a reason. It's criminal. Verse 16. You shall not walk, 1980, as a gossip, 7400, among your people. Neither shall you rise up against the blood of another man. I am Yahweh. Well, what's that mean? You walk as a gossip. In other words, you're going around spreading rumors. You don't rise up and accuse somebody that might cost him his life. That's what that means. Verse 17, you shall not hate your kinsman, 251. Now that can mean brother, but here it means kinsman. You shall if needed, rebuke, 3198, a fellow. 5997, that's one of your acquaintances and friends. And not allow sin upon him. You caution, don't do that, Joe. That's sinful. You know better than to do that. That's against Yahweh's law. That's what I'm talking about. You're rebuking in love a fellow, one of your companions, and advising him against sin. And you're doing him a favor, and you're doing it out of love. That's what Yahweh expects. We are to caution one another and watch out for one another. Because sometimes all of us become blind for some reason, and somebody else might see more clearly. So you should listen to people that you have close to you. If you allow them close, you trust them and you listen to them. That's a wise thing to do. Verse 18. You shall not take vengeance. 5358. Nor bear a grudge. 5201. Against the children of your people. Your kinsmen. But shall love. 157. Your neighbor, 7453, defined as your kinsman neighbor, as yourself. That's what 7453 means. Not some katsahunda, one of your kinsmen Israelites. I am Yahweh, it says at the end. He doesn't leave any doubt who's talking. Verse 19, you shall keep my statutes. You shall not let your cattle lie down. 7250 in two kinds. 3610, no mixing. You shall not show your field with two kinds, nor shall a garment of two kinds of mixed stuff. 8162, be worn by you. No. Mixing. You don't mix your cattle breed. You don't sow your field with two kinds of seed. You don't have a garment of two kinds of mixed stuff. He doesn't like mixing. Each kind unto its kind. Goes all the way back to Genesis. No fooling around. No ifs, ands, or buts. Verse 20. And whoever lays down with a seed of lying with a woman that is a maidservant, 8198, betrothed, 2778, to a man, and not at all redeemed, 6299, doubled, nor freedom, 2668, given her, she shall be punished, 1244. They shall not be put to death because she was not free, 2666. 21. And he shall bring his guilt offering to Yahweh to the door of the tent of meeting, a ram for a guilt offering. 22. And the priest shall make propitiation for him with the ram of the guilt offering before Yahweh for his sin which he has committed, and the sin which he committed shall be forgiven him. That literally means to be lifted up from upon him. Verse 23, and when you come into the land and have planted all types of trees for food, then you shall consider, 6188, the fruit of them as having foreskins, 6189. That's uncircumcised trees. Okay, 3 years it shall be as having foreskins to you. It shall not be eaten. That goes back to that again. Having foreskins is a big no-no with Yahweh. So when they speak of these trees having foreskins, you don't eat of the fruit of your new trees for 3 years. But in the fourth year, all the fruit of it shall be holy to praise Yahweh with. You bring an offering of it. 25, and in the fifth year you shall eat of the fruit of it, that it may continue, 3254, the increase, 8393, of it for you. I am Yahweh Elohim. Boom, rumble, rumble. He just doesn't fool around. I just, Yahweh is so awesome, and all his laws are so awesome and common sense. Just, how can we be so disobedient? They're so clear. Verse 26. You shall not eat with the blood. How many times has he said that? A bunch. Neither shall you use enchantment, 5172, nor practice soothsaying, 6049. Verse 27, you shall not round off, 5362, the sides, 6285, of your heads, 7218. That means don't shave the sides of your temples and stuff. That is the pagan way of wearing hair. The mohawk hairdo, that is pagan. Nor shall you ruin, 7843, that means to destroy the side, 6285, of your beard, 2206. You wear a full beard. You are expected to wear a beard as an Israelite male. You don't cut the sides of it off. That's pagan. And they had the big long thing in the bottom. That was the Babylonian and Hittite style of a beard. We have the beard all the way up to the temples and hair on our heads that's clipped and maintained nicely. You don't shave the side of your head. You don't put a mohawk on yourself. And you don't do the weirdy beardy. Verse 28, and incisions, 8296, for a person, 5315, cuttings for the dead, you shall not make, 5414, to put, to make, to lay, to give, makes a bunch of things you not make in your flesh, 1320. Nor put, 5414, writing, 3793, of imprintment, 7085, upon you. I am Yahweh. I am guilty of that. I have some tattoos. See? I didn't obey, but I obey now. I was in prison for 13 years and never got a tattoo. I refused to get a prison tat. And someday I'll find out how to get the ones I've got on me off of me. They're marks of shame. I'm ashamed of them. Because it would displease my Father Yahweh. But I was not a Christian at that time. And that has been forgiven me, but I still hate those marks on my body. 29, do not defile your daughter to cause her to be a prostitute, 2181, lest the land fall to fornication, 2181, and the land become full of licentiousness, 2154, which is exactly what we've got today. Verse 30, you shall keep my Shabbats and revere, 3372, my sanctuary. Again, I am Yahweh. 31, do not turn to, 6437, in other words, seek the advice of necromancers, 178, those that speak with the dead, nor seek after familiar spirits, 3049, conjured spirits, which are demons, to be defiled by them. I am Yahweh Elohim. Verse 32, here's something we don't do today that we should do. You shall rise up, 6965, before the gray head, 7872, and honor, 1921, the presence of the elder, 2205, and revere Elohim. I am Yahweh. If you are in a service and one of the elders comes in, the people of the congregation are to stand. That's what that means. And the elders have a place in the congregation where they sit, all the elders together. That's what Yahweh says. Verse 33, and if a sojourner, 1616, sojourns, 1481, that's the act of sojourning, with you in your land, you shall not oppress him, 3238. But the sojourner that dwells with you shall be as one born among you, and you shall love him as yourself. Now they're speaking about a visiting Israelite. Israelites were spread all over, would be spread all over. If somebody from Dan came to visit somebody in the land of Yehuda, they were to be treated as a local. They're not talking about Canaanites and Edomites. They're talking about visiting Israelites here. For you were you shall love him as yourself, for you were sojourners in the land of Mitzrayim. I am Yahweh Elohim. 35. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. In dry measure, 40-60. In weight, 4948. Or in liquid measure, 4884. Be honest in your business dealings. 36. Just, 6664. Balances, 3976. That's a scale. Have an honest scale. Just stones, 68, they were used as weights on the balance scale. They were shaved and everything till they were an exact standard weight. A just ephah, that's a dry measure, and a just hin, 1969, that is a liquid measure, shall you have. I am Yahweh Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim. Therefore you shall observe all my statutes and all my judgments and do them. I am Yahweh. All of the laws in this chapter still stand except for the sacrifice in verse 21 and 22. This is a chapter about morality. We are warned not to emulate the pagan practices of the people around us. Don't mock the infirmities of the blind or deaf. Don't cheat your employees by holding back their wages. All common sense, morality, racial kingdom. Don't be like the pagans around you, which is exactly what we are. It's terrible. Let's see if we can get these references done. I still have some time. Verse 2 of this chapter referenced Leviticus 11, 44 and 45, and 1 Peter 1, 16. Verse 3 referenced Exodus 20, verse 12, Deuteronomy 5, 16. Section B of that, Exodus 28 and Deuteronomy 5:12. Verse 4 reference Exodus or Leviticus, 26:1, Exodus 20:23 and 34:17, and Deuteronomy 17:25. Verse 9 and 10, Leviticus 27:15, Deuteronomy 24:19 through 22, 4th Maccabees 2, 9, verse 11, reference Exodus 20:15, Exodus 20:16, Deuteronomy 5:19, and 5:20. Verse 12, you reference Exodus 20:7, Deuteronomy 5:16, and the book of Matthew 5:33. In verse 13, you reference Deuteronomy 24:14 and 15. Verse 14, you reference Deuteronomy 27:18. Verse 15, you reference Exodus 23:6-8. And Deuteronomy 16:19. Verse 17, you reference Matthew chapter 18:15. Verse 18, you reference Matthew 5:43, 19:19, and 22:39. And Mark 12:31. Luke 10:27, Romans 13:9, Galatians 5:14, James 2:8. Verse 19, you reference Deuteronomy 22:9-11. Verse 26, reference Genesis 9:4, Leviticus 7:26 and 27, and 17:10-14, and Deuteronomy 12:16 and 23, 15:23, and 18:10. Verses 27 and 28 reference Leviticus 21:5. Verse 29, Deuteronomy 23:17. And verse 30, Leviticus 26:2. Verse 31, Deuteronomy 18:11, 1 Samuel 28:3, 2 Kings 23:4, and Isaiah chapter 8:19. Verses 33 and 34 reference Exodus 22:21, Deuteronomy 24:17 and 18, and 27:19. Verses 35 and 36 reference Deuteronomy 25:13-16, Proverbs 20:10, Ezekiel 45:10. And I told you about 68 as stones being used as weights on verse 36. And 1969, a hin equals 3.8 quarts plus or minus of a liquid measure. I will now say Shalom Aleichem, and may Yahweh bless all of you, and I will speak upon you tomorrow. Yahweh bless.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the Royal Master.